Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015 with Aidan Main, who is a sales rep for Olympus.
Welcome. How are you
doing? Welcome. Do you want to give us an overview of the products Olympus are showing at Site Village this year?
Yeah, we've got quite a range this year. So we've got everything from your everyday note takers. So that's models like the DP211. And the DP311.
So these are voice recorders, we should explain to people.
Yeah, it's our range of voice recorders. Yeah. So the DP211 and 311 are everyday note takers, great for people if they just want to do recordings of themselves at home. So it's mono speakers built into these ones. Very easy to use, very tactile buttons. So great for people who aren't the most confident with technology.
Okay.
As we progress through the range, we've got our range of products which are designed specifically for people who are visually impaired. So this is models like the DM901 and the DM7. The DM7 is the most popular at the event at the moment because, as well as being voice guided, so it talks through different settings as you're doing it, so you don't need to be able to see the screen to navigate it. The recorder's also got features such as compatibility with Daisy audiobooks. You can put your music files on there. It will even do text files to speech. So if you've got Word documents, PDF files, you can put them onto the recorder and it'll read them out for you. So really handy tools.
Now, you mentioned the 901 as well. So what are the key differences between the DM7 and the 901?
The difference between the two is the DM7's got the compatibility with the Daisy audiobooks and the text-to-speech. So the 901 doesn't allow people to do that, although you can still put music on there, you can do your schedule, podcasts, things like that. So it's still got a good range of features. It's still fully accessible and voice-guided. It just doesn't have the other extras that the DM7's got.
So it's the DM7 specifically for this market then, because of the Daisy?
Yeah, it is.
And then the 901's perhaps more of a mainstream device, but it does still include the accessibility features.
Spot on.
Yeah, spot on. With the DM7, so you've got some interesting connectivity options there. You've got the USB, and obviously when you plug that in, the device asks you whether you want to go into storage mode or power to recharge. But also there's Wi-Fi on there.
Yeah, it's fully integrated with the Wi-Fi app. So what that works as is an audio controller using this. And you can take control of the DM7 through the app as well. So people who've got smartphones, you've got the option to use that as well.
So the DM7 effectively becomes like a wireless hotspot almost.
Yeah, it means that say you've got students and they could be in a lecture, they could put the DM7 in front of the lecturer on the lectern and control it remotely from the phone.
So the app would allow you to sort of pause and add marks in the audio.
Add index marks, exactly. Yeah. So it's just adding more features to it.
And is that happening? Are students doing that, using it? But I mean, I'd be a bit concerned about leaving my £250 Olympus DM7 at the front of the lecture theatre. Or
I suppose it depends where you're studying with that one. At the moment, the most popular units in universities are still models like the DM670. They've got a great history of being used with students, but we're expecting to see more of the DM7s going in.
That's great. And do you want to give us some pricing information then?
Yeah, certainly. So the retail price on the DM7 at the moment is £250. We've got some great offers from Sight and Sound at the show who are doing it for £230. The DM901's coming in at around £180. And the lower end models, the DP211 and 311, are coming in at £40 and £70 respectively.
Okay, so if you don't need Daisy and text-to-speech, then the 901 actually might be a good option for people.
Absolutely, spot on. You've still got the voice guidance, you've got the same build, the same layout, and the same microphone quality as well. So you still have to get excellent quality recordings. It's just a case of whether you want the additional functionality.
Okay, and the more sort of entry-level players, they don't really have any voice features on as such. They're just about, you pick it up, record a quick note.
Spot on. Yeah. Whilst they don't have the voice guidance, they've still got a very intuitive, very simple button layout. So it's very tactile. So you've got three main buttons, and that's to record, stop, and playback. So users then aren't going to be overwhelmed with different options. So if you're wanting something which is just very user-friendly, they're a good option.
And is it a similar sort of form factor to the DM7? I always sort of describe it as a kind of like, not very politically correct, but about the size of a packet of cigarettes or something like that.
Yeah, spot on. We like to make them very sleek, very portable. It's a kind of device where if you're going out for the day, you don't want to be burdened down lugging it around anywhere. And one of the great things about it is it doesn't look like a traditional AT product. Yeah. It's very sleek, very well designed. A lot of people mistake them for mobile phones, which is great because you don't want it standing out too much.
Okay, so that's a good option for people. Then it's not just audio products from Olympus, is it? I mean, you guys are associated a lot with optical products as well.
The main bulk of Olympus as an organisation, it's all from a medical industry, so microscopes are a big part of the company, and also consumer imaging. So a lot of people will be very familiar with the cameras that we make, so we've got a big range of them as well.
Okay, but audio products mainly for Sight Village.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. Okay, and if people want to find out more from Olympus in the UK?
I'd recommend heading over to our website. We've also got a dedicated website specifically for the voice recorders, and that's olympus.co.uk/voice.
Thanks very much.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.